With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. When novelist Salman Rushdie went into hiding to escape the Ayatollah Khomeini's Islamic death sentence, Rushdie's wife, American writer Marianne Wiggins, went underground too. The death threat happened the day after the pub date of Wiggins' novel, John Dollar.
I had a bad shake in the publishing history in England, because the book was published on February 13th of last year, and the next day the Ayatollah's Valentine arrived at the household. So I never had a chance, really, to be reviewed fairly.
Wiggins' novel was overshadowed by the enormous controversy involving her husband.
The reviews in England, although it was reviewed very well, each review included not a picture of me, but a picture of my husband.
Because of fears for their safety, planned U.S. book tours for Marianne Wiggins and Salman Rushdie were canceled. But the months of living and hiding with Rushdie became too much for Wiggins.
The situation under which he is living is his brief. It's not mine.
So Wiggins left Rushdie, for now at least, to resume her own career.
Since this very difficult and painful decision to lead a separate life, I've been able to come here to celebrate my own work.
Marianne Wiggins' novel, John Dollar, is the story of a group of shipwrecked English schoolgirls, a breakdown of order and of religion gone awry. It's a Harper and Row perennial. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. It has been nearly a year and a half since a bounty was placed on the head of novelist Salman Rushdie, who went into hiding with his wife, Marianne Wiggins, also a writer.
I'm not a British subject. I'm an American citizen. I was never threatened. I was not under threat. And it's a credit to the British government that permitted me to be with him.
But the isolation of being underground was too much for Marianne Wiggins, who is now living apart from Salman Rushdie. Wiggins says it is unlikely she will return to Rushdie under the present circumstances.
Salman is being protected by the highest security of the British government, which doesn't have a revolving door. They don't say, oh, you want to stay for 6 months, and now you want to leave for 5 months, and now you want to come back. Absolutely not. I mean, the decision to lead separate lives is irrevocable.
Wiggins doesn't know where Rushdie is hiding.
Only a few people in Great Britain know where he is. Thatcher doesn't know where he is.
As for how Salman Rushdie feels about the separation from his wife,
I can't answer for Salman. I can't tell you how lonely he is. I can only say that it was a difficult and painful decision for both of us, and that it is nothing that can be judged in ordinary terms. This is a situation that's not the same as the Trumps.
Marianne Wiggins is now free to talk about her own books, the latest of which is a highly praised novel, John Dollar, a book some reviewers have compared favorably to Lord of the Flies, a Harper and Row perennial. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Marianne Wiggins sets her most recent novel, John Dollar, in Rangoon, 1918, a time when the British let nothing interfere with their cozy way of life.
The signature of the English Raj in India was that no matter where they were, they made a little England.
In Marianne Wiggins' novel, three boatloads of Britons sail to an uninhabited island to name it in honor of King George. After a tidal wave, the only survivors are eight English schoolgirls and a sailor, John Dollar, now paralyzed from the waist down. The British sense of order collapses.
In the beginning, the girls try to set up laws. They try to say, well, no one is allowed to walk away from our home base alone. Well, immediately those laws break down, too.
Then the concept of religion breaks down, and the girls eat from the body of John Dollar as in the sacrament of Holy Communion.
They don't actually consume him. They're actually slicing bits of him off and eating little bits of him while reciting the Christian Eucharist ritual.
No one in the Christian world placed a bounty on the head of Marianne Wiggins for John Dollar as the Islam world did to Wiggins' husband, Salman Rushdie, because of his novel, The Satanic Verses.
What I wanted to show was how quickly good, spun round just at a slightly skew angle, can become very deeply evil.
Marianne Wiggins, her disturbing, provocative novel, John Dollar, is a Harper and Row perennial paperback. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.